Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I suggest you follow Chris Frangiola too.
Yeah,
he's funny.
We like the nostalgia, so we like to bring all of our friends on who used to do stand-up. And Chris is one of them, Chris Frangiola.
Hey, brother, how you doing, man?
Very good, guy. What a time to be alive, huh?
It is crazy, man. I thought about that. That's funny you mentioned that. I don't want to be dead. Don't get me wrong. But people that lived long, healthy lives and passed away like 10 years ago, they got out in time, don't you think?
Right, yeah. Even if you passed like 2 years ago, you got out in time.
But that's a good point. Let's just go with a couple years ago, right?
You know, the old adage that they say, you know, may you live in interesting times.
Yeah.
There wasn't necessarily a compliment.
No.
Yeah, no.
And these are interesting times, but that doesn't mean they want you to live in good times. Nope. Interesting times.
No, I'm ready for it to go back to like whenever. I don't know. I can't think of the last February, maybe, was the last time it was semi-normal.
February, because even in March there was talk about the virus kicking in early March before everybody sat home. Yeah, February, I was in Florida watching some spring baseball with my dad for a long weekend. And that seems, that could have been 15 years ago in my brain right now.
That's the way it feels, right? I mean, even when Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson announced it and they canceled the NBA, it feels like 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was actually at a restaurant at the bar when the NBA was canceled, but we're still all out at the restaurant. I'm thinking, that does feel like, oh, my God. So what have you been doing? I know we follow you on Twitter, but you got a wife and a kid, and you're just hanging out. You bored?
Oh, am I ever? Oh, my God, I'm dying. I cannot wait to get back to, like, some sort of... I never thought I'd miss, like, the Hilton Garden Inn in the middle of nowhere, but I do.
That's funny because you've been traveling around for a long time doing this. And every community we've known, including you, I'm sure you just get, here's another hotel, here's another condo, blah, blah, blah. And now this little spell that you're not doing anything, you'd beg to be in one of those, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I took it all for granted, but I won't anymore until 3 weeks from now when I'm in that hell of
a time. Everybody's problem is really nothing to look forward to. I mean, do you have something that is scheduled that you think possibly could happen?
Well, I do. Next week, I'm back. We'll see what happens, but I'm in Tacoma, Washington next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So, they're doing 30% capacity of the place and masks and temperatures and all that. So we'll see what happens.
Well, we talked to Brad Williams, did a couple gigs. He did one in Oklahoma City, and I think he did one in Salt Lake City. He had to change planes to get to Oklahoma City, and he didn't like that. Then he drove to Salt Lake City, but you're not driving to Tacoma, Washington from L.A., are you?
No, I gave it some thought just to get out of the house, but then Southwest. Southwest, you still have to stop about six times on the way from L.A. to Tacoma. Southwest is like getting in a car with a drug dealer. Like, just gonna make a couple stops before we get there, and then start that.
I like that reference. So obviously you want to get out. There's acceptable risk. You want to get away, but are you afraid?
If you drove, you could hit up a Hilton Garden Inn.
I would love it right now. But I would imagine, like, I guess, like any type of buffets or anything, like they used to have the free breakfast at the Hilton Garden Inn. I guess that's a goner, right? You can't touch the same ladle as anyone else.
No. Just discussing this yesterday. No more free waffles.
Have you talked to comedians? have you talked to comedians that have done the 30% capacity, and how's it feel?
Well, I talked to Brad and a few other guys who've done it, and they said it's kind of okay. You don't really... the tables are spread out a little bit, and it's a good thing the waitresses can make it to the tables a little quicker than they used to.
So. Oh yeah, that's true.
That's one positive.
You're going to get booze a lot quicker. That's for sure.
Yeah,
that is a positive.
No waiting.
Yeah. All right, and then
no waiting. They'll get right. Yeah, but otherwise, I've heard it's strange, but no more strange than doing like these Zoom shows that I've done a few of those, and that's real strange.
Yeah, we've talked to some guys that have done those too.
Yeah, how do you handle the lack of reaction?
It's tough. I did two of them, and then a few more people have asked me, and I just said I can't do it. I'm sitting there with a computer stacked on some pillows on my couch, you know, standing in my living room talking into a soup ladle. It was tough.
Chris Frangiola with us.
Have you talked to anybody who's flown? Because everyone I've talked to is taking a plane flight.
Brad
flew. Yeah, said, you know, there's no sense of community like there kind of used to be in the airports. There was, you know, some travel camaraderie, and that's not going on. They just look at everybody like, you could be a carrier. Get away from me.
Yeah. Right. That's one of the things I'm most curious about to go next week is just the air. I haven't been to an airport since the beginning of March, really.
Right.
So I'm curious to see how it all is and what they're going to. What the new restrictions are. Yeah, so I would imagine everybody is just panicked to touch or look at anyone else. So
that's another thing, man. You were in airports every week for years and years. Do you miss flying?
I do. I kind of miss it all.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, how about you guys haven't flown anywhere?
No, I flew in February, and that's it.
I was in Phoenix when it all went down and flew back. It was St. Paddy's Day, and the plane was probably 30% full.
Now,
it was weird.
We've been lucky enough that we've actually just been on the air live the whole time through the pandemic. And actually, we're in the studio. Nobody else is really here except for the air staff. And
right.
But the comedians, like, that's why we keep checking in with all our friends. I mean, that job just ended, you know, and that's ended.
Somebody tweeted, the unemployment rate for comedians is 100% right
now. What was I going to ask you about? Something else.
Right, because they're not even doing any, you know, Spade, those kind of shows where comedian roundtables, you know, they're all done for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, production in Hollywood right now, because I was doing Lights Out with David Spade a bunch, right. And I mean, that hasn't come back, nor have I heard any talk of any type of production here coming back, especially like live studio audience stuff like Spade and pretty much, you know, all those type of shows that had a studio audience. I don't know when they're coming back.
And your wife's still involved in that business, right?
She's never been doing better because she works for Netflix and they're booming.
That's
right.
Oh, that's right. She works for Netflix. Yeah, but the Netflix, the production of all those shows are not happening right now, obviously, right?
We just got.
Why don't you ask your wife this? She's in the know. We just got done watching the second season of Dead to Me, and we assume we might not see that for five more years, the third season.
You might not, yeah, because they started a little production, some production in a few other countries, but nothing here in America yet. So they're gonna have a little lag in their new stuff, unless they just start doing reality shows. Like
I've been
watching Selling Sunset and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff on CBS. It looks like they're going the reality route.
Yeah, but even then, they social distancing reality.
No, I think they just won. You know, small crews, skeleton crews.
Oh, jeez.
And it looks like the old phone video. Everything looks like, you know, the networks look like YouTube now.
Now you are with your wife.
That's what we're-
Your girlfriend, and then your wife, and everything, and you're always out of town every week. So did she get tired? Yeah. She's tired of looking at you.
She's. I mean, I went out the other night to see some friends, mm-hmm. and she told me, "Please, please leave, please leave." And I jokingly told her it was canceled, and the look on her face was as if, you know, she had heard the worst news ever. So, yeah, she's so ready for me to go.
That's why I forgot I was going to ask you. Where were you the weekend everything shut down? Were you on the road somewhere, another state?
I was. I was in Utah. I was at the Wise Guys in Salt Lake City, and it was getting bad at that point. They were, you know, they were telling people to try and, you know, go home, and they were closing restaurants and stuff. And I was like one of the last. It was right after St. Patrick's Day. That's kind of what I go with. St. Patrick's Day as the final day we all were out to do anything. And they were canceling all the parades and things like that.
Did you do shows all that weekend, the whole weekend, even through Sunday?
I did. The Sunday one was pretty bleak, but I made it back. I thought the planes would be canceled and I'd have to drive back, but I got back and that was the end of it.
No, St. Paddy's Day, I was supposed to fly into Salt Lake City and go skiing. Meet a buddy of mine and go skiing, and that particular place where we were going to go was still open. Everything else around it had closed, but they were like, "Oh, we're going to take this really seriously, but after spring break is over, then we'll shut it down." Wise Guys, by the way, I think is where Brad Williams played. They're opening that club up again.
Yeah, they are. They are, because I would some of the places in Utah have had, you know, no cases of it. I mean, the Ogden, Utah is where that comedy club is, and they had like 3 cases. So they're, you know, they're dying to get out. They're like, well, sorry about New York, but we're not New York.
Yeah. Where's the, are the protests anywhere near you? Where you live in L.A.? What part of the area of California?
I live in like Sherman Oaks, Encino area.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we had them right, you know, Ventura Boulevard. They were going down, smashing the windows and things like that. So, you know, Home Goods is safe. So yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. Oh,
can't wait to see you again, man. I know that you're going to go back out, and I'd like to talk to you about your experience being back out on the road. So maybe in 2-3 weeks we'll give you a call back and find out what it's like to actually be on stage. Because Colleen's at the funny bone here. She's still not thinking. We don't know for a fact. A couple weeks ago, she told me maybe October, maybe September. She's still not sure.
Really? Yeah. Are they going to wait that long?
Well, she's not sure. There's some other things involved with this. Rent, the place, yeah. Who knows, you know. Are you still hearing that, Nick?
Right.
October? Are you still hearing that?
Yeah, I think.
Maybe sooner?
I think it's up in the air. Yeah. I think there's a couple of clubs in the improv chain that are opening up, but like Texas and Florida, they're going to kind of see how that goes and go
from
there.
All right.
Yeah, Texas is opening. Texas is actually open. The one in Texas has opened. You know, same thing, 30% capacity, things like that. It could be worse, guys. I could be working with Lea Michele right now. That's the problem. You've got to look at the price.
Yeah, I want to hear what the flying experience is like. And an emailer just told me Alaska goes nonstop from L.A. to Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm taking Southwest out of Burbank, you know, because I live over this way. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know. I'm hearing some people say planes are packed, and I'm hearing some people say there are 3 people on them. So I'm looking forward to seeing what it's all about.
Yeah, what I've read is one extreme or the other.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Chris. Thanks for checking in, man. We'll see you soon, brother. Thanks a lot.
I hope to see you soon. Yeah, thanks, guys. Great to talk to you.
You too, man. Chris Frangiola. Check him out.
I used to say, have a good weekend.
Right.
But since they all run together, I...
Yeah.
I
like
saw him on the David Spade show once. He was very good.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He's a really good guy, good comic.
He really is. Hey, the old man's listening there, Push. We'll call him, ask him if he ever... Yeah. Chewed tobacco at 9.
So if he was in Utah on St. Patrick's Day, he got to feel the earthquake. I missed out on an earthquake.
I know you like to see those things. Most of us don't want natural disasters where we're staying.
I know.
He missed out on the earthquake.
Yeah. Well, it turned out it didn't cause that much damage.
Right.
Because the epicenter was off to the west a little bit.
Well, that's nice. You want to head down to the Louisiana coast and take on Cristobal, whatever the hell you call it.
Cristobal.
Yeah, go ahead, man. I think the worst part about flying, I don't even care about, maybe it's because the alcoholic is kicking in when I think about this, wearing a mask, dealing with people, sitting a seat away. Hell, I got an extra seat. Good.
Yeah.
But I want to drink. I want to be at the airport bar. I want to have a vodka in my seat.
I saw a news report where they were serving food read something where the guy was getting food and drink on the plane.
On the plane, okay. Yeah. I would think they would still serve alcohol.
So what do they do, just pull the mask down while they're eating and drinking, and you put it back up?
Yeah, I guess you would, you know. Like that lady who worked at that butcher shop, cut a hole in your mask.
Yeah.
It just makes it tough. It makes it tough to breathe, so I have my mouth open.
Yeah.
That was so
stupid. It's perfect.
That was
brilliant.
So stupid when that guy got a hold of her. The guy was filming her, too. Said, okay, I'll think about that, being all sarcastic. That video was great.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, hang on here.
All right, Ed.
Where were you, man? I tried to call you earlier. You were just not around.
I don't know where I must have been outside or something.
Okay.
Question we had was, first of all, what year were you in first grade? You would have been six.
In first grade? 40.
40, yeah.
Okay. And did you have classmates who chewed tobacco?
I don't know if you heard the story.
Was that common?
There was a woman who just died at 90, and she said that
she picked up the habit in first grade
of chewing tobacco in first grade. Did first graders chew tobacco?
No, no.
Did they smoke?
No.
Okay.
Right. Not where I went to school.
All right. was chewing tobacco a big deal? Probably was back then.
Well, I guess it was.
Hell, back then it was probably good for you.
I remember.
At least advertised as sure. Such, right, exactly.
I remember I tried it once or twice and got sick both times.
Yeah. Well, you did smoke for years, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, people on Facebook are loving the beard, man. They're loving the beard. You're rocking
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
I'm jealous because it's less gray than mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite part was I talked to him last night. I said, Dad, I said, I'm glad you didn't send me the photo until you after you grew it. He goes, I didn't even know, I didn't realize I was even growing one.
That's the best part.
I'm sorry, Puss. Puss can't grow a beard. I just thought that was a great line because you're right. You didn't even realize you were consciously growing one. You just woke up every day and did the pandemic thing. Sat there, right?
Weren't really making an effort.
All of a sudden, I look in the mirror and I said, Jesus Christ, I got a beard going.
Puss concentrates on trying to grow a beard. You forgot you're even growing one. All right. I love that.
Yeah.
You're right because you're not, I mean, if you're a pandemic, you're not really stopping looking in the. If you're not going to shave at all, because you're not doing anything, you're really not going to spend a bunch of time looking in the mirror. So you just realized you were growing a beard one day.
Yeah.
Does anybody want you to shave it?
No one yet.
Okay.
The girls seem to like it.
Well, I've heard you described on Facebook by some people. You look badass.
Yeah, I'm not badass, all right.
I mean, yeah.
But you're going to keep it because, you know, you got to shave the stragglers every once in a while, the whiskers on your cheek.
I should trim it up a little bit here soon, I guess.
Do you have a trimmer? Because you just have razors laying around, right? Is the hair still getting long in the back?
Yeah.
All right. I should
be able to put a ponytail back here.
You got
to
do the ponytail and the beard and just go full on hippie at this point. You know, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Why not? Well, why not? Yeah. Yeah.
They're not going to bitch at your job.
No.
All right, Dad. Thanks for answering the phone, man. We got to get going here in a second, but love you. Talk to you soon.
Right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I love that. I laughed so hard on the phone last night. Because I thought he was purposely not saying he was growing a beard because you're going to grow it and then send me the photo.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it wasn't that at all. He just didn't know he was growing a beard.
Unexpected beard.
Didn't happen to look in the mirror for about 8 or 9 days, and there it was.
I wish my hair would just get gray, and then I could go full Bob Ryan. Long gray
that's
hair
a good look, yeah.
And then the gray beard.
Right, yeah.
You mean Rob... Bob Ryan's the old guy from
Rob Ryan,
the old with the bad teeth.
Yeah. The coach,
yeah, Rob Ryan, rocks.
The coach.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have
that guy's cool.
I would have to practice bad dental hygiene to look like Bob Ryan.
Yeah,
for years.
That would take. That's gonna take a long time.
I don't want you to go full Ditka over here. That's what Bob Ryan would be. I'm gonna go full Bob Ryan
and just be angry about everything.
We don't need any Ditkas on the show. You know, we got those on the email.
Oh, yeah, we got the Ditka point of view.
Notice he's not one of the ones they invite for those at-home versions of Around the Horn.
Yeah.
Haven't seen Bob Ryan in quite a while.
No.
He might not know how to work the computer.
Kornheiser and Wilbon still pop in on SportsCenter?
Yes. Yeah.
Now they're doing they're filling up their space.
4:30.
Yeah, 4:30.
Okay.
Well, they do it twice. They do it from like 4:30 to 4:45 and then again from 5:15 to 5:30. Yeah. It's the same 15 minute.
It felt some normalcy watching that yesterday.
But my DVR isn't catching it.
No, it's
they
in.
They don't call it that.
It's inside SportsCenter.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. They should just call it what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the three that run before them, they run those in like 20 minute increments.
What are they talking about?
I don't watch them.
You know what? I've seen they're basically, well, now they're starting to talk about, but they always, one of the things they always talk about is when and if these sports are coming back and how they're going to do it. They do that. And now the Drew Brees thing.
Talking about, Kaepernick and Drew Brees.
Jalen and Jacoby had Snoop on yesterday.
Yeah.
believe me, they want something to talk about. So when anything happens, they go, "Don't."
Everyone has to give their opinion.
Right. Well, and leading up,
what's
to
your
this,
take?
The Last Dance was a hot topic.
That, and that they ended. That
discussed old Jordan
they did
stuff
it for 6 weeks. Right. All right. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website to stream the audio and to download the podcast. Chris Frangiola just joined us. We'll be back next week.
Turn around, don't drown. Check for ticks.
Wear a freaking mask.
When thunder roars, go indoors.
Stop, drop, and roll.
That too.
All right.
Duck and cover.
And smoke a toad.
I like it. Smoke it.
Smoke it. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.